Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I talked with Derek DeBoer, a tree board member in Blue Rapids.
I think I've been a member of our Blue Rapids tree board for about 5 years or so. And through that time, most of that time, I've served as our president or chairman.
Derek tells me how the Arboretum came about in Blue Rapids.
It's kind of a fun story. So I have a good friend in Marysville, actually, William Nelson, and he served on your tree board there for a number of years, and he invited me to be up at one of their tree board meetings years ago. And then after that, we got to talking about trees, of course, and he tossed out he'd always thought an arboretum in the area would be fun. And so then when I had the opportunity to serve on our tree board, that idea stuck with me, and I started looking at all the mature trees we have in the city of Blue Rapids, in our parks and open areas. I thought, you know, that would make a lot of sense for public access and to label some of these so other people can have the educational opportunity and so forth. So I tossed out that idea to some different community members. We have a good group of nonprofit organizations, including our community action team and foundation and so forth. So I talked to folks that are members of those organizations and didn't get any negative feedback. In fact, got some good verbal support through those conversations. And about a year ago at one of our city tree board meetings, I tossed out the idea of what if we utilize our parks as an arboretum open to the public, and it was well received. And so we kind of voted it in at that point. And then we held a special meeting to get a little bit more community input. We wanted community members involved as much as possible. And we decided that it would be okay to move forward with this. We'd present it to our city council to get their approval since we'd be using public areas. And we would utilize some of the park maintenance that our Public Works Department already does, but it would be targeting some of the arboretum efforts. And then we decided that we would like to fund it through nonprofit or private donations rather than utilizing city funds. We already have funds kind of earmarked or dedicated to park maintenance, and that would be somewhat available to the trees, but we really wanted this to be somewhat of a separate operation. And so we set up a fund through the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, and that is what we're using to fund strictly the arboretum efforts, so the different signage and so forth, and some of the tree plantings that we've done has been funded from those nonprofit groups, their donations, and then private donations as well. Among those, some of the more notable ones was the Harry and Louise Johnston Family Memorial donation, and then Don and Laura Musil, the local community members and great supporters. They also were in good support. So that let us really hit the ground running. And a lot of our area communities do our match day fundraising of some sort. And ours falls in September is our fundraising effort. And along with that, we get the opportunity to receive a match from the Patterson Family Foundation for the funds we receive through donations. And so that was also a great help kind of in our inaugural fundraising event last September. So it all kind of came together fairly quickly, but it let us kind of hit the ground running and make some progress right away.
He tells me about the new sign and where the Arboretum starts.
Yeah, so kind of the central hub to the Arboretum is there at our town square. If folks are familiar with Blue Rapids, they know that our city square is actually a circle, like a big roundabout. And so that is kind of where the Arboretum starts. So that's where the main sign has been installed. And then we also utilize the Riverside Park, which most folks in our area would know as the Marshall County Fairgrounds. So it's kind of spread throughout town at this point, but that's okay. We're not such a big town that it's not a difficult walk even from one area to the other. So that's kind of nice. And if you don't want to walk, you can even drive. There's plenty of parking in both areas to kind of explore town and make your way through the park. And we have plans to expand in both areas. The city square has maybe fewer opportunities because we have a lot of mature trees there already, although we'll add a few. But then at Riverside Park, we have the intent of adding some collections of trees. We started out with a sugar maple collection that's at the west end of the park, just west of the western baseball and softball field. So we have a group of different sugar maple varieties there, and we have plans to start a eastern redbud collection. So those types of plantings will be grouped together so that you can find them all in one spot. And then otherwise, there's different park trees scattered around the playground areas and so forth as well.
I want to thank Derek DeBoer for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Come back next week as I continue the conversation with Derek DeBoer about the Blue Rapids Arboretum. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.